Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Let's make the obvious statement of the day. Tiger Woods is a mess. All right. Today's show being brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. The beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews. They have the best selection in the area. Soft drinks, roasted peanuts, fresh and hot every day. Snacks, pickle bar, unbelievable. Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. They did a survey on the Eagles website or something about that. It's a message board.
Bleeding Green Nation did this.
Bleeding Green Nation.
Yeah.
Yeah. The fourth most, seventh most, and tenth most words are words we can't use on the air.
Yeah, they're part of the Carlin list.
Believe it or not, though, somebody else did a national survey. And guess which fans were even worse than that? And we're number one in the NFL.
I'm going to guess it would probably be either Steeler fans or Cowboy fans.
Steelers. Let's bring in Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report. Tony, welcome. Great to have you with us. Always enjoy these talks on Friday.
Doing well, guys. I guess you better get the dunk button ready for this segment, right?
Absolutely. Your reputation precedes you. Let's start with the guy that you can argue is the best all-around running back in the NFL. That's Le'Veon Bell. He gets probation out of the incident that took place early in the season.
Yeah, you're probably going to hear the NFL weigh in on that, I imagine, in the next, next few months, certainly. And I imagine there's a good chance he'll miss a game. I think the Steelers probably are hoping it's just one game. We all know what happened the last time Le'Veon Bell missed a game. That was not a, they didn't have a whole lot of depth behind him. That's a whole other story. But, Le'Veon Bell went from having that preseason issue. It really has put that behind him by all the signs we saw of him on and off the field.
Right.
And quite frankly, he worked very hard off the field before that incident. So, I think that you can cautiously, be optimistic that this guy made one dumb mistake and that doesn't describe who he is.
Right.
Obviously, he'll have to continue to prove that, though.
Right. And my thought process and the question was more about what will the NFL do about it. Because it's at some point they will weigh in. And, as for him missing a game, two Steeler fans who said to me, "Oh, Josh Harris, really, he'll be fine." Really? Okay. There's a reason that Bell plays every down. All right. Now let's get to the Steelers overall. After going, the NFL season's now over. Time to lock in on what's going to happen free agency-wise and with the draft. Can the Steelers correct some problems in free agency that can then change their draft?
I think that they can, and I think that it's going to be interesting to see how they approach that, because they've got glaring needs in the secondary defensively.
Right.
Most of the other needs are more depth-oriented, especially on offense. You can fill a lot of those depth needs via free agency without spending a ton of money, as long as you're targeting the right people. I think the Steelers are close. I really do. I think there's not a huge difference between teams that play in the Super Bowl and where the Steelers ended their last season. However, the NFL is such a thin line, they're just as close to going the other way. And if they cut checks for, they cut two checks this past offseason, Steve, for Mike Mitchell in the secondary and for Cortez Allen. One was their own guy, one they went out and got via free agency. And if you had to circle two players who might have been the biggest problems on defense, You probably circle Cortez Allen and Mike Mitchell. So they cannot afford to make those kinds of mistakes in free agency. Quite frankly, I haven't done enough looking as far as the NFL draft to see what kind of possibilities they would have of solving major problems in the secondary in the first couple of rounds of the draft. They can certainly address, you know, one or two, but can they address most of them? I don't know. They're going to have to hit both areas, I think.
Because I think if you took Roethlisberger, Bell, and Brown and put them in the Super Bowl, Brown would have been the best wide receiver on either team. As much as people love Marshawn Lynch, I'd take Bell. And look, and Brady obviously is a special player, but Roethlisberger certainly isn't that far behind at all. I mean, that core nucleus for the Steelers is a core nucleus everybody wants.
Yeah, there's no question about that. And I think they're on the same page now with their coordinator. The strides that the offensive line made, thanks in part to the talent that they have there, and thanks also in big part to Mike Munchak, you know, who spent his first season as the offensive line coach this past year. You know, but obviously, they thought they had answered their depth problem at running back. They thought they had somebody behind Le'Veon Bell, who LeGarrette Blount ended up, marching in the Super Bowl parade just a couple of days ago. So that obviously went awry. That was another free agency area where they thought they made the right choice, and maybe talent-wise they did, but that obviously didn't work out either. So, it is some depth things. They probably need to add a tackle on the offensive line. They need to find somebody behind Bell, and they probably need to add a backup tight end. Other than that, again, those are just tweaks.
Right.
But defensively is where their biggest issues are, like you said.
Are you surprised by the Penguins' roller coaster?
Yeah, I am, and not that there's not a roller coaster during the regular season for a lot of teams, but this is, the reason that they have been losing so much over the past month or so, they can't score. And maybe I shouldn't be surprised. That's the reason 2 years ago that they didn't get to the Stanley Cup Finals. They could not score against the Bruins. They did not score in the playoffs last year, and now that has translated to the regular season. Sidney Crosby has 6 goals in his last 27 games, might be 28 by now. That is a major problem. They got Evgeny Malkin back, and he put a puck in the net his first game back. That obviously helps. But it's not just every team goes through a swoon. You might go 10 days, 2 weeks, maybe even 3-plus weeks of not scoring or struggling to score. We're at 2 months now that this team hasn't been scoring goals, and, that just can't continue. It puts too much pressure on the goaltender, too much pressure on their young defense. And, quite frankly, I am surprised. I didn't think that scoring was going to be their issue,
No. And
it is far away right now their top issue.
Right. Crosby. Obviously, Crosby is one of the top 5 players in the game, and Penguin fans will argue he's the best. When he signed his new contract, I did a piece on this show about NHL stars past the age of 25 and long-term contracts, where they're still highly productive, but not quite to the level of production they were before the age of 25. And a lot of people were upset that I brought this up. But is there a concern that he'll still be highly productive, but not to the same level that he was 2-3 years ago?
Yeah, I think that's a very legitimate concern. I think age certainly has one thing to do with it, and the numbers that you're talking about, obviously are real. So there's a very major part of it right there. And he's a different player than he was pre-concussion issues. Sidney Crosby used to get his goals by getting ugly, by getting into the dirty areas, of the ice, and by, standing in front of the net. And even though he's not a big guy, he was a pretty good net front presence early in his career. And he doesn't do that anymore. He's much more of a playmaker, much more of a facilitator now. And I think part of the problem is that the front office, and now that now they are trying to do this, but the front office for a long time took it for granted that if you played with Sid, you were going to score. Well, as he gets older, that's been less and less true, and they need to get him some more help. They did that with David Perron. They need to continue to look right now, and I think they probably will add another winger that can help Crosby be the player that he's capable of being. But I think there's a lot of truth to that for two reasons. Age being one, and I just think he's changed his game, because, frankly, I think he had to change his game.
Pirates, of course, will be going to spring training shortly. pluses and minuses of the ball club as you assess it right now?
I thought they had great depth. I thought that was the biggest thing that they did in the offseason. Then they made a trade, getting rid of Travis Snyder, who was going to be a fourth outfielder. Now, Pirates fans, Steve, reacted like they traded Andrew McCutchen. They traded a fourth outfielder who had, you know, in 3 years had two good months with the team. But he was a good, solid fourth outfielder.
Right.
So they hurt a little bit there depth-wise. Have to find an answer for the outfield now. And I think the other big question mark for this team is going to be how solid will the rotation be? It's older. You love Garrett Cole. You like Francisco Liriano. If he can be healthy and pitch like he has the past two seasons when healthy, how much can A.J. Burnett help? Is he, you know, is he on the other side? Is he going to be able to help them, or is his career, you know, pretty much over? Is he shot? I think those are the big questions right now. And the biggest issue with that pitching rotation is the cavalry, the young guys who are ready to help, are probably not going to be truly ready to help until 2016. Then they'll probably have a good chance to get a good influx. But they're not there yet, obviously, so they've got to try to get as much as they can out of this staff, and it's an older staff.
Has anyone said anything about Jameson Taillon and the progress he's had trying to come back?
He's making good progress. He was supposed to start throwing from a mound this week, and I haven't heard whether he had done that or not. He's been throwing a lot, but he hasn't been throwing off of a mound. He was set to do that, I think, on maybe Monday or Tuesday of this week. I don't have the follow-up to see how he's been. But if he's there, if that's what he's doing, then he's on track. He's even a little bit ahead of schedule. They'll take him slow. They will bring him along very, very slowly. I think his biggest issue is going to be fighting himself and that competitiveness, because my gut feeling is that the Pirates will bring him along very, very slowly. So he'll have to make sure he's able to deal with, you know, the frustrations of being brought along that slowly. But so far, so good with the rehab.
Tony, always enjoy these Friday conversations. Thanks so much for the time.
Always enjoy it. Have a great weekend.
You too, Tone. All right. Feel better about the Le'Veon Bell thing after you heard that?
Yeah, I knew he was going to get some sort of punishment, but I'm still trying to figure out how he didn't know it was illegal. His comment was something to the effect of, oh, I didn't realize you couldn't do that. Now, in Pennsylvania, you are allowed to drive under the influence of whatever you want. I'm like, really? That was the best thing you could come up with?
I think you have to understand something.
Yeah.
They're not all Phi Beta Kappas. Okay. Just, okay.
Maybe true.
Let's face it. Look, Sean Carey and you have very simple standards.
Just run the ball and score.
Just run it, catch it, score it, whatever.
Right.
Okay. Whether you know the laws of the land or not, really. As long as it doesn't get in the way of the game.
It's an excellent
okay.
point. As long as you don't get, like, as long as it doesn't cost you the game. That's true. Can't really argue with you there.
I mean, it's sad you have such minimal standards, but we'll come back with more. But that's just a desperate fan base.
But they are standards.
I got to give you credit for that.
They're standards.
Okay, bar, not that high. No. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Love.
At Sunbury Motors, their customers have loved their prices for 100 years. But they're going to be crazy in love this month with invoice-less rebates. Yes, February, the month of love, is invoice-less rebates on all of our new Kias. How about a 2015 Kia 5 LX for $13,999? Our race-winning 2015 Optimus starting at $18,998. And we can't forget about our SUV lovers. We have 23 2015 Serenos starting at $21,515. And all of our new Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf or at sunburymotors.com. SMC. Selling more cars and loving our customers for 100 years.
Tax and tags extra. All applicable Kia customer rebates apply. KMF bonus cash and financing to well-qualified customers.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
I decided to take a moment. I'm going to get to the game day thing here in a moment. I want to take just a quick moment on Penn State basketball. I got Nebraska tomorrow at 4. About late game situations for Penn State. And I decided to go through the 8 games in the Big Ten. I took out the second Rutgers game. I took out the first Wisconsin game. And the reason I did was, you know, those games weren't close. The other 8 had been decided by 6 points or less. So each time I looked at the final 4 minutes to see if there was something in there that was a common theme and common pattern. Field goal percentage, shots, free throw percentage, turnovers. And you know what I found out? Nothing. There's no rhyme or reason down the stretch. They're not shooting the ball well enough. No, some games they've come down the stretch and they've hit like 3 out of 4 shots. And some games have come down the stretch and they've hit 1 out of 4. Sometimes the opponent has hit all 4 shots. Sometimes the opponent's hit 1 out of 4. Free throws. Well, sometimes Penn State's been fine at the free throw line. Other times, no. One game that they won, they were 5 of 10 in the last 4 minutes. The opponent. What about the opponent? Sometimes okay, sometimes not. Turnovers. Sometimes Penn State has none in the last 4 minutes. And sometimes the opponent has 2. Sometimes it's flipped. That's the maddening part of it. I figured that I would take my time and go through the play-by-play of each of the final 4 minutes of those 8 games. And my research gave me no conclusions at all. That there's one thing that's letting them down.
And that
it
is?
It seems like, sometimes they shoot the ball well and they have some turnovers. Sometimes they don't turn it over, but they don't shoot it well. Sometimes they hit their free throws. The other guy sometimes turns over. There's no rhyme or reason as to why. It's coming down to a play here, a play there, and that play changes all the time. I think DJ Newbill's struggling down the stretch. He's struggling. He was 0 for his last 8 at Maryland. He's got to now maybe take it where, boom, I'm going to come down and rely on somebody else to make a play. Brandon Taylor hit 2 threes down the stretch against Maryland. Shep Garner can hit some shots for you. You take some time in... And you look at this, when you hit the stretch of anything, I don't care whether it is you're a quarterback, you're a point guard, you're a coach, even how you announce it, you got to be the coolest cat in the building. Which, as you know, for me is no problem.
Yeah. Your blood pressure is 80 over 40. Is that good?
Last time I went, it was 112 over 68. They asked if I was breathing.
They took it twice just to make sure. Are you okay?
They actually did. I was like, yeah, I'm good.
It was more like, are you okay? What? Yeah, man, I'm great.
But you have to be the coolest cat in the building. Those are the people that excel, where the moment doesn't get them too out of kilter. You don't, you know, where you get too excited or you get that deer in the headlights look. Okay, here we go. You know, they just got to slow down. Finish it.
I've never had an issue getting too excited.
I'm saying, but there's not one reason why. In other words, I've looked at the stats, and when you look at those eight games, you know, one of which Penn State won and seven of which they lost. When you look at it, okay, why did it swing one way or the other? Obviously, they're being outshot from the field. No. I looked at it. Nope. Free throws. No. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Other teams, sometimes yes, sometimes no. Turnovers. No, sometimes yes, sometimes no. In other words, you can't sit there and like pin it on one thing. But you have to do all the little things. Final 5.5 minutes. Brandon Taylor stepped into the lane on a missed free throw, in which Dodd went 0 for 2. And when he stepped in on that second one, it gave him that third opportunity, and he made it. Shep Garner, who did some good things, you cannot be 0 for 2 at the free throw line when you're coming back. You can't. It's demoralizing to everybody when that happens. He goes 0 for 2. 7.5 seconds to go. Ross Travis, I'm sorry, you're a senior. You got to get the ball in. I don't care if everybody's covered. What is the difference between you throwing the ball in with 7.5 seconds and having it stolen versus you just standing there with the ball and not throwing the ball in? They're both turnovers. Now, did the guys get open? No, they really weren't that many opens, but you got to force it. There's 7.5 seconds to go. It's not like there's 7 minutes to go and you didn't want a live ball turnover and a run out the other way. There's 7.5 seconds to go. You need the ball in. Throw it! See, those are all three things right there where you sit back and go, what the heck? You're playing a really good basketball team and they're building with a crowd going wild.
This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show being brought to you by our great friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports Domestics Microbrews. Oh, yeah. They have the best selection of beer anywhere. Soft drink snacks. Roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And, of course, the pickle bar is second to the none all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. I know we've talked about Mike Muscala before, being in the NBA. Tonight, Tim Frazier makes his NBA debut with the Philadelphia 76ers. In fact, he is expected to start tonight against the Boston Celtics. Tim with the Maine Red Claws in the D-League, which is the Celtics D-League team, because he was in the Celtics training camp. Averaged better than 16 points, 7 rebounds, and 9 assists per game. And he was with the Sixers Summer League team. And he'll be the first Penn Stater to play in the NBA since Calvin Booth in 2009, and he's the 11th Penn State player to make it to the NBA. So Tim Frazier, not only playing tonight for the Philadelphia 76ers, he is expected to start tonight for the 76ers against the Boston Celtics. So that's great. I'm really, really happy for one of the nicest guys I've been around. Great guy. Like Tim, works hard, very conscientious, ultra serious. And now he can make some ultra-serious money. He's a 10-day contract. The way the rules work is you can go 10-day contract. At the end of 10 days, they can either sign you, get rid of you, or sign you to a second 10-day contract. Then your options are keep or go. You can't get a third 10-day contract. I would not be surprised Tim finishes the season in Philadelphia.
He was with the Sixers for the Summer League, wasn't he?
Summer League. Yeah, exactly right. Summer League and then the Celtics in training camp. So that's coming up tonight. How about the big change on College Game Day?
Is it a personnel change?
Yes. Chris Fowler out, Reese Davis in.
Hmm. Is that because Fowler's going to do more play-by-play?
That's because he wants to concentrate on play-by-play.
That would be the reason I would think.
This is not one of those ESPN saying, all right, Chris, you're out. They're like, okay, Chris, all right, you know, what would you like to do here? So they said, you know, so they looked around and they said, okay, who are some guys that we could have, you know, do this job? Let's see, Brian Williams might be available. No. How about Reese Davis?
Maybe sooner rather than later. Yeah. You know, I played with him once in college football. No, you didn't, Brian Williams. Oh, my mistake.
Yeah. But some cartoon showing him interviewing George Washington. I didn't think that was good. But Reese Davis, who's done a great job.
You know, that's tough for them because they're sitting there with a set crew that you know has a good flow.
Well, no, but,
and you kind of have to start over now.
Well, good flow to a point. Good flow to a point. David Pollack, very good. Herb Street, outstanding. The rest of it. And Lee Corso has gone through a lot, so I'm not gonna be critical of him. But there are other parts I would change out in a second that are zero help to the cause as to what they do. I mean zero help. So he gets in there, and Reese Davis would do very, very well. Chris Fowler wants to. Dial in, I think, on play-by-play. And I think if he dials in on play-by-play, he can get to the level that he's been at with game day. He's been outstanding at game day. Unbelievable. But that's hard to do 3 hours. And then to have to travel, by the way, sometimes to get to your game. They don't do game day at the game they're doing all the time. You know, game day may be Alabama-Auburn, for example. Well, CBS has the rights to that. So their game may be, oh, the night game, they've got USC-UCLA. So, boom, do college game day in Auburn, Alabama, get the private jet and fly to Los Angeles and then do the game. Can't blame them. Davis will do a great job.
By the way,
Reese Davis, nice and smooth. He's good. He's good on it. I mean, college game day, football, basketball, the only ones I watch. I think the other pregame shows or whatever, you're like, okay, I won't do it. Even at halftime, I barely watch halftime.
Aren't you usually doing a game? Makes it a little challenging to try and watch it at halftime.
I'm talking about NFL, NBA, NHL, Major League, or Major League Baseball. Now, pregame stuff doesn't really light me up too much. Never has.
I used to watch that fantasy show they have on Red Zone until they burned me. Now I'm not watching that anymore.
They burned you?
Yeah, they burned me. They told me about it. Oh, this is kid at Tampa Bay. He's going to get the start. He's going to be our sleeper. You got to put him in your lineup. Okay, I'll take him. He got 3 yards.
Hey, in the end, aren't you responsible for your own decisions?
Well, listen, if you're going to give a tip, make it a useful tip, not one that's useless like that. And it's not because he got hurt or injured or anything like that. It's just like, come on, man. If you're going to give me a tip, make it useful.
in the end, don't you have to take responsibility for who you play?
What's your point?
You blew it. He didn't.
I don't understand what you're trying to say.
It's your decision. I mean, you're the one that decided to play the guy. You thought you were going to be clever than everybody else. Who burned who? The guy that gave you the tip?
Yes.
Or are you deciding on it?
No, the guy that gave me the tip. Yeah. The show okay. that is on the air to give you tips to make you a better fantasy player.
Kevin.
Because they're Kevin. Doing a ton of Kevin. Research for you as
Kevin.
Well.
Kevin, come on. What are you dealing with here? It's a 24-hour sports channel that needs filler.
No, it's not. It's not even a channel that... No, it's a channel that's dark most of the week. You have... Oh, listen,
is
you
this
have,
Red Zone?
Yes!
Is this Red Zone?
You've got plenty of time.
But these are fillers.
I mean, these guys are. These guys gave me such bad advice, I could have done the show.
You take filler, sir. Bad advice is investing in Radio Shack. Okay? That's bad
that is
advice.
Bad advice, yes.
Okay? Bad advice is let's buy stock tomorrow in Radio Shack.
That is bad advice, yes.
Okay?
Cannot disagree with you there.
All right? That's bad advice. Okay? A dollar on your fantasy football pool, it doesn't really matter. Okay? It doesn't matter. Not only that, you're taking advice from filler.
Well, I know that now.
It's a filler show until we get to the meat. I mean, that's all it is.
The guy that gave me the tip wasn't even a jock. He was as dorky looking as me, and I thought, well, he's got to know what's going on then.
Again, your next mistake. Don't judge the book by its cover.
Yeah, well, thanks. Where were you a couple months ago?
I've been doing this show into now our fourth year. You haven't picked up on any of this stuff by now?
Yeah, but you don't help me. Your answer, I say to you, I said, really, I got a really tough choice here. Which running back do I go with? I mean, I know he's doing really well right now, but he hasn't run well against this team. What's your answer? Your answer is, I don't care.
At least it's honest.
Can't argue with that. It is blatantly honest and brutally honest at that.
Because I really don't care. I didn't lie to you.
I got no dog in the hunt. So tomorrow it's Nebraska-Penn State basketball. You have a 3:30 airtime here on WKOK. Which means your game cannot go overtime. I want you to know that. So if you have any control over that, you cannot go overtime.
No control, don't care.
Well, it's actually a really
control. No control, don't care.
It's a really big sports Saturday on WKOK. Steve Williams has State College at Chicklemy Wrestling at 1. And then we'll roll into you and Dick Girardi with Nebraska at Penn State at 3:30 in the pregame, tip off at 4. And then we roll into Midwest at Chicklemy basketball with a 7:06 start time there.
How the heck are we going to be able to lapse into your time?
Well, if you end up going, I mean, some of these college basketball games have run long.
I've never done, the longest game I've ever done?
4 hours. The longest broadcast. No.
The longest broadcast I've ever done is 7.5 hours.
No, I'm talking for basketball.
Longest broadcast, the longest game I ever did in my career for basketball, 3 overtimes. Once. It was a Penn State-Alabama game in 1982 in Rec Hall.
I'm just telling you, you have 3.5 hours to get that game in and get your post game in. So let's not be chatty in the post game.
I might tell a story or two.
You tell a story?
I might tell a story or two. You want to know why I might do that?
Just to tick me off.
Back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the Beverage Supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the Pickle Bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the Beverage Supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Welcome back. Today's show, the show itself brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, which after the most recent commercial break, I think I need more than ever. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. And also snacks, soft drinks, they roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day, and the pickle bar, love, love, love. Especially those barrel pickles, all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. During the commercial break, once again, I had to hear the Kevin Hurst sports standard of life when it comes to playoff teams. His quote was, no team under 500 should ever be in the postseason.
Yes. That is what I said.
If the rule states that X amount of teams go, then X amount of teams go.
You know what the amazing part is, though? You have the ability to change said rule. Change it.
Who?
It's
what?
Been
where?
Changed. It's been changed hundreds of times.
The NBA, the NFL. I mean, when you start the season, you have a set of rules.
Well, but you're talking about NBA, NFL, and I was talking about it at the high school level because that's what I deal with on a regular basis.
Oh, we're back to this. Okay.
You got to understand, that's what I deal with on a regular basis as well.
What's your complaint?
Well, for basketball this year, the District 4 has decided they're going to take 8 teams, no matter what the record. They're going to take...
Give us a call at 1-800-795-9565. Anybody. Even if you're ordering from a restaurant, 800-795-9565. Give me a call.
Right now, at the AAA level, there are 5 teams who have winning records.
Phone lines are open, wide open. Please call. Save me.
The remaining teams do not. And I mean no disrespect to the remaining teams.
Just give me
but
call. Anybody. Call me. Call me. Call anybody. Call me. Here's my cell number. Give me a call.
How come you're allowed to take stands on stuff and I can't?
Oh, yeah, but you're stuck. Get all upset about
double
stuff.
Standards on this show.
Well, you're darn right there's a double standard.
I don't remember that when I signed up.
You signed something?
Oh, no. I know. You'll be a partner. This will be great. We'll have a lot of fun.
I'm having
fun. You never
fun.
Told me the whole story, did you?
I'm having fun. You're not having fun? Drew Kelly and Sean Kelly both told me they'd love to come on and have fun.
I bet.
The show.
I'm just saying if you're 500, so, there should be a 500 rule for the postseason. Period.
Okay.
I remember.
I remember in the District 6 football playoff. I'm trying to think. I think it was Mifflin County. Mifflin County won one game this year, two games this year, something like that. And
this
they declined
year?
A poll.
Oh, the year you're talking
yeah,
about.
In football? Yeah. In football 2014?
Right. You're talking football, sorry.
Yeah, and they declined a playoff berth. And I was like laughing. I said, well, of course they declined a playoff berth. I said, oh, no, they actually could have gone. I looked around and said, are you kidding me? First of all, what kind of pride do you have in yourself if that's what you're going to do at 2-8, 1-9, whatever? We're going to the playoffs. Oh, please, don't.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I understand. Yeah, they want to have X amount of games every year. Oh, okay.
So you want to destroy the hopes and dreams of three teams that are under 500?
Yeah, I guess you could look at it that way if you want.
Or is it your opinion that their losing record already destroyed their hopes and dreams?
Is that
your statement?
I'm thinking that the losing record may have had them thinking that maybe this isn't the year. You know, I don't know. To me, something like what? This is like everybody getting a trophy.
I'm with you. In the last 10 years, what's the worst record that's ended up winning a district championship in basketball?
Well, no, this
neighborhood.
I don't honestly know, because there was only one year that I could remember where they haven't had an 11-win rule, and that was the year that everybody in the district made the district tournament.
Why don't they just take league champions?
Well, and that goes back to the same problem with football. It's because of the way everything's split up between leagues and districts. I mean, there lacks a little bit of consistency in the way that's done. So there's going to be a lot of rearranging that would have to be done for that. And even in football this year at District 4 of the AAA level, there was a sub 500 team this year? I know a couple of years ago there was two sub or at least one sub 500 team. But again, I don't understand that.
Well, look, there's a lot of this in sports all the way through. I mean, for example, Penn State's wrestling Iowa this week. All right. Now, if you finish in eighth place at the Big Ten tournament, you go to the NCAAs. Okay. Eighth place? You had a good tournament? You had a good tournament in eighth place?
Again, wrestling is a good example. I mean, I think wrestling is taking the top six now from regionals. One more than they did last year.
In the Big Ten, for example, you finish in eighth place, you're going to the NCAAs. Really?
You know, some people are thinking that this sounds negative to those players. I mean, it's not.
You were really that good?
But hey, if nothing else, it gives me something to talk about tonight in the pregame. Who's going to be the 7-8 in AAA?
Yeah, I bet you Dave Ritchie's in the car right now, just hitting the gas with excitement. Can't wait to see you. Dave's rolling his eyes now. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Your station for news, weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.